The 4P's podcasts are funded by the National Lottery Community Fund. When people are in the lead, communities thrive. To find out more, go to tnlcommunityfund.org.uk.
Hi, I'm Kai. Starting off this year, I'll be doing something different to a gaming review. I'll be doing a series review that I have watched multiple times. The series is called The Vampire Diaries, a series based upon supernatural beings. The Vampire Diaries has four main beings, and a few others that I'll get into a bit later. These are vampires, witches, werewolves, and mortals. The Vampire Diaries, otherwise known as TVD, also has 8 seasons, but was taken off of Netflix on the 1st of December. There are other places you can watch it as well, or you can buy the discs. I'll now be talking about the different species that are in the Vampire Diaries, starting with witches. Witches are supernatural beings that have the ability and control of magic. They can cast spells and overpower each other. There are a few covens. The most known one is the Gemini Coven. These aren't normal witches, however. They are called siphoners. These are witches that have to siphon magical objects or beings in order to receive magic. The only way you can become a witch is by being born a witch. Next up are vampires. Vampires are bloodthirsty predators that have amazing speed and a dreadful bite. They feed upon mortals and witches, although witches can easily end them if they have the right amount of power. Vampires can be ended by anyone, with a stake or by a werewolf with their venom. There is another type of vampire as well. They're a small group called the Originals, and are the very first vampires in history. They were created by their mother, gifting them a potion. She was a witch. And then, the Originals had turned mortals for years, turning them into them. The only way you can become a vampire is by being fed vampire blood and then being ended. Next up are werewolves. Like witches, you must be born a werewolf. However, all werewolves are born within a pack. Werewolves have venom, as mentioned earlier, and this venom can be bitten into vampires that will eventually end them unless cured by Niklaus, the original hybrid. A hybrid is a merge between a vampire and a werewolf. Niklaus is one of the Originals, however, was born a werewolf, so when he turned, he was a hybrid instead of an average vampire. He had the power of both species combined. I mentioned earlier that I'd mention some other species, and here I will. But you'll need to note something first. The Vampire Diaries is linked to two other series as well, the Originals and Legacies. The creatures I'm about to tell you about are seen in Legacies and Legacies only. The first creature is a god, like a proper god. We only see two gods in Legacies who are Ken and Jen. Ken is the father of all gods, and Jen is a blacksmith, but also the daughter of Ken. Ken is thought to be the strongest creature to ever live. The next species is a tribrid. There is only one tribrid, and she is the daughter of Niklaus. Her name is Hope, and is a vampire, werewolf, and witch. She's also thought to be the strongest being. Hope was also seen in the Originals a couple times, whether she was either a baby, child, or teenager. There are some others, however, you'd need to watch the series to understand. Tune in next time for another show review.